And let's go.
Jacka News. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 29, Pretoria 31, Polokwane 13. The EFF says the Stilfontein tragedy must serve as a turning point, a moment when South Africa finally confronts the systemic injustices that dehumanize black and undocumented people and perpetuate cycles of violence. The EFF's Sam Matiane says recently 216 illegal miners have been rescued and 78 bodies have been retrieved following months of government neglect. He says the disaster is a grim reflection of the incompetence of law enforcement.
The treatment of illegal miners, many of whom are foreign nationals, reflect the same dehumanization seen during the Marikana massacre and countless other instances when black people have risen in protest or desperation. The government's action reinforces narrative that certain lives are worthless, a stance the EFF vehemently rejects.
Tshwane Mayor Dr. Nasipi Moya is concerned about the abandoned government buildings in Pretoria CBD and surrounding areas. During a bylaws enforcement operation this past Friday, they came across an abandoned building that is owned by the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure. Moya says last year the city issued a notice to the department after dead bodies were discovered inside the building. However, nothing was done to correct this.
When we revive tourism as part of our economic revitalization strategy, we're going to go back to these buildings and see how can we use them. We are busy cleaning and we want to make sure that this is now become the hub for tourism in the city.
Advocacy Manager for Women and Men Against Child Abuse, Luke Lambracht, warns that artificial intelligence is paving the way for perpetrators to use photos of children from the internet to create illegal explicit content. His warning follows the arrest of a 35-year-old South African male on Friday in Midrand after he was found in possession of about 10 million photos and videos of child abuse material. The arrest followed information received from international law enforcement agencies. Lambracht says there is a vast network of perpetrators.
We have had quite a few high-profile cases going back many years around people who make a business out of trading in these images, and it is definitely on the rise. You know, as people get more access to the ability to film them abusing children and to then distribute it and to connect to one another, it's definitely on the rise.
And TikTok disconnected access to its users in the United States shortly before a national ban on the app will take effect, with President-elect Donald Trump unable to intervene until he takes office. After months of legal tussles, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld a law that would ban the popular video-sharing platform in the name of national security. More on jackarandfm.com, click on news. I'm Miel Pienaar, hoofdminister die EFF veroordeel die dood van onwettige miners in Stilfontein.
High School Hits Classics with Barney Simon, Jacaranda FM.
Park the car at the side of the road. You should know time's tide will smother you. And I will too. When life without people is this a very lonely, their only desire is to die. It doesn't make me smile. I wish I could laugh. But that joke isn't funny anymore. It's too close to home and it's too near the bone. It's too close to home.